Robots to the rescue. Robots are transforming rescue missions in situations like earthquakes, fires, and mining accidents. Dangerous conditions may prevent humans from saving lives, but not robots.
She may have a broken leg, but she couldn't be happier. Morgan Bailey, 15, is lucky to be alive. It seemed like a normal Tuesday for Morgan. She was at school. It was fourth period, and she was the first student to arrive in the gymnasium for her physical education class. Suddenly, there was a loud noise. There was a sharp cracking noise and then a loud boom. After that, I don't remember anything, said Morgan. I guess I passed out. The roof of the gymnasium had collapsed under the heavy snow. Morgan was trapped underneath. She couldn't escape. I woke up, and there was a big piece of wood on my leg. I couldn't move it. I was starting to get cold. Fortunately, help was nearby. A new program using rescue robots was tried for the first time. We were nervous about using the robot, said Derek Sneed, the man in charge of the program. But in the end, the robot gave us reliable information. It went extremely well. The rescue robot was able to go into the gym and locate Morgan's exact position. We send in robots first because it's just more practical. A situation may not be safe for humans, said Mr. Sneed. A gas leak, for example, could kill you or me, but wouldn't hurt a robot. Although it didn't happen in Morgan's case, some rescue robots can bring fresh air or water to people who are trapped. Once we identified Morgan's location and knew it was safe, a couple of our men went in to rescue her, says Sneed. Her leg was broken and she was scared, but thankfully, she was alive. Doctors sent Morgan home from the hospital after only 2 days. What's the first thing she wanted to do? I wanted to meet my hero, Morgan laughs. That little robot saved my life.